Father, we just want to thank you one more time. We give you praise for yet another opportunity to be alive, to be counted among the living today. We want to thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking. We want to thank you for counting us among the living. We want to thank you for protection. We want to thank you for preservation. We want to thank you for deliverance. We want to thank you for divine intervention in all aspects of our life. We want to thank you for the victory and answered prayers. Oh, all over the nations of the world, all our people that we've been praying, we want to thank you for answered prayer. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, adoration. We thank you because you will answer us today. We thank you because this week will be better than last week. We thank you because the sun, the moon, the star, everything you have created will cooperate with us and favor us. We thank you because our heaven of mercy shall be open. We thank you because lion will fall in place. We thank you because we will have a goodly heritage. We thank you because we will have pleasant surprises. We thank you because the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. We thank you because our going and our coming in shall be preserved by you. We thank you for divine intervention. We give you praise, glory, honor, adoration. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the revelation of your word. Thank you for opening our eyes to see and opening our ear to hear. We give you praise and glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you today as individual and as a family. Please, Father, in any way we have seen and come short of your glory, we ask for mercy, we ask for forgiveness today. We ask that the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray that you will give us a new heart and a new spirit. We pray that you will purge us, break us, and remold us. Oh, turn us into another man. Give us a new spirit in us again in the name of Jesus. Baptize us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Baptize us afresh with your Holy Spirit as we begin a new week today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit afresh. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit afresh in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, in the name that is above every other name, you have said you want to arise for us. According to Psalm 68, he said, let God arise and let his enemies scatter. Let them that hate him flee before him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for myself. I pray for everyone in my family. I pray for you that is under the sound of my voice and all your family member all over the nations of the world. What God wants to do for us this week is that he said he wants to arise. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you set out on your day from today, Monday, may the Almighty God arise for us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to start with where we live. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the place where you live, wherever you are, in your compound, in your street, in your environment, in your estate, wherever you dwell, may God arise on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. May God arise on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, our Father, you have promised to arise, and when you arise, they will scatter. In the place where we live, all those contending with the agenda of God for our life as well, all those fighting us, all those working against your plan, all those that are saying no to the years of our life, in the place that we live in very particular, Lord, arise and scatter them by fire. Arise and scatter their works by fire. Arise and scatter their altar by fire. Arise and scatter their divination by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the place where we live, anything that will not make this week better than last week for us, in all aspects of life, may God arise and scatter them in the name of Jesus. May all those forces flee, all those controlling your environment, all those controlling the street and the place where you stay that are determining what happened to people. This week, may God arise and let them flee by fire. This week, may God arise and destroy their works, all of their evil agenda, whatsoever they have done in the realm of the spirit of physical, in the place where we live, that will affect us whether now or in the future. Let God arise by fire and scatter them. Let God arise by fire and scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ. As I begin to pray also, as we go, I don't know what means of transport we are going to use this week, whether by air, whether by ship, whether by car, by road, by car, by motor, whatsoever means of transportation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the Almighty God abide with us there. May he arise, every enemy on the way, whether going or coming, let God arise and scatter them. Every enemy on the way, whether going or coming, let them scatter by fire. In any realm they want to wait for us, as you set out in the name of Jesus, let the God of fire go with you. Let the fire, God of fire, come with you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says he went in the pillar of fire in the night, in the, before the children of Israel. And in the pillar of cloud, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will go before us by fire. God will come with us by fire. Everything on the way to this week, everything on the road, in the realm of the spirit of physical, I don't know what means you want to use to move. Whether you are walking on the road, every enemy, every walk of darkness that may affect us hitherto in one way or the other, our children, our wife, entire family, as we go out this week, all of those things, let God arise and devour them by fire. Let God arise and devour them by fire. Let God arise and devour them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatsoever that will be hostile to our life, our spirit, our soul, our body, our work, our finance, our destiny, our medical education this week, on the way to and fro, may God arise and consume them by fire. May God arise and consume them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, can I decree in the name of Jesus for myself and someone that will say amen, every messenger of Satan that have been assigned to attack us on our way going or coming, either in any form, either accident, loss, or any kind of misfortune, I arrest them with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I paralyze them and I disable them out of our way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When God arises, his enemy will scatter. Can I pray in the name of Jesus, whatsoever the enemy has put in the realm of the spirit of physical on the way of somebody that is listening to me that can affect your week, your going and coming one way or the other, every stumbling block, Jehovah Lord, remove them by fire. Every hindrance, remove them by fire. Every obstacle, remove them by fire. Every wall of Jericho, remove them by fire. Everything that will not make us go and come back and enjoy the favor of the blessed God, may God remove them in the name of Jesus. As I pray one more time, O God, concerning where you will be going this week, whether you are going to the marketplace, you're going to the school, you're going to your business environment, you are traveling anywhere you will go this week, for myself, you, an entire family member, before we get there, all of the enemies that are waiting there with their works that will affect us in one way or the other, before we get there, let God arise and devour them by fire. Before we get there, let God arise and devour them by fire. Let God arise and devour them by fire. I pray for someone now in the name of Jesus Christ, the seat you will sit on that will bring affliction into your life, before you get to that office and sit on it, I release fire, oh God, to consume that witchcraft work. I release fire, oh God, to consume that satanic work in the name of Jesus Christ. Every seat of the wicked ones that have been arranged for you to sit, and it will bring affliction into your life and body, before you get to that office, before you get to that business, before you get to that market, before you get to where you are going, any evil waiting for you there, any evil plan to meet you there, any messenger of Satan in the place we walk, in the place we live, oh God, that have been assigned this way to carry out evil agenda, oh God, arise and consume them by fire. Oh God, arise and consume them by fire. Let their works catch fire. Let their altar catch fire. Let their divination catch fire. Let their evil sacrifice catch fire. Whatsoever anyone has done in the place where you are doing business, that's the reason why your business is not moving forward, by divine authority, let your God arise and consume them by fire. Let your God arise and consume them by fire. I am praying for somebody. You are a business person. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever has been done in that environment, in the shop where you do business, in that market environment, in that street, oh God, that doesn't make business to go well, I release fire upon that thing. Let God arise and uproot them by fire. I see whatsoever, something that has been buried, whatsoever has been buried for anyone's sake, affecting our life, our work, of our business, may God remove them by fire. May God remove them by fire. May God arrest those forces behind those work and let him deal with them totally. In the name of Jesus, powers promoting afflictions, God, let God arise and destroy them. Any power disturbing anyone in his body, in his work, in his finances, oh God, arise and destroy them by fire. Oh God, arise and defend them. Show yourself as the Almighty God. As we go, turn us to fire. Let your presence go with us. Let this week be better than last week. Let everything you have created cooperate with your destiny. The sun, the moon, the star, the firmament, both living and non-living, we command you in the name of Jesus. You will favor our cause. 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 The heaven of mercy will open over our life, over our business, over our family, over our entire family. We release ourselves, entire family, in the blood of Jesus. We redeem our organs with the blood of Jesus. This is a week of rising. This is a week of lifting, because God will rise for us. In the name of Jesus, he will remove every barrier, anything in anybody's body or life that is not pleasant to the Almighty God. Let them be rooted up by fire. I declare blessed this week. I declare blessed this week. It shall be a week of favor. It shall be a week of testimony. It shall be a week of increase. It shall be a week of open door. It shall be a week of deliverance. Thank you, Father, because you will will do more than that which I, and this week will be better than any other week. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Lindo.